If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have today to kick off the weekend in Creighton at Midwest Bank?
Going to be cranking up some music today. It's Mixtape Monday. Shin Daddy's down cleaning out his basement. He finds one of his classic old mixtapes that he made from 1978. He's made 248 copies because luckily he still had a cassette tape set up to make copies.
Make that many.
Well, he's doing it all weekend. Tam said he couldn't even get him out of the basement.
Of course.
Made 244. It's heavily based on Hoyt Axton, David Allan Coe, and Dr. Hook. Those are the three main artists that will be involved.
Hoyt Axton. And Dr. Hook.
And Dr. Hook and David Allan Coe. That's the main three. That's going to be the theme of the mixtape. He has 244 of them. So when you come in to get your cashier's check, do some banking, whatever you got to do, move some money.
Hoyt Axton.
What's that? Hoyt Axton. He's incredible.
I can do it.
I don't know if I know a song by Hoyt Axton. I know the other two, though.
Oh, Hoyt Axton's incredible.
We'll go
through some of his best ever, but he's someone he's must see. So anyway, so mixtape will be handed out. Cassette tapes. You don't see that much anymore.
No.
You don't see that much anymore. So you have to get one of your old cassette players out from someplace you have down in the basement because they still exist. God, the cassette tapes are the best. Imagine, remember we had to fast forward them or fix them with the pencil? Remember they had to kind of twirl it with the pencil? Oh, better times.
Hoyt Axton.
Yeah, better times.
Hoyt Axton. So he was in the basement all weekend doing this.
All weekend making tapes, dubbing. He's down in his, and Tam goes, what are you doing? I'm dubbing. So he's just
still dubbing.
Still dubbing.
He's still down there.
Still dubbing.
Yeah, I'm still dubbing. Come on. It's for Monday. Come on. Help the people out the bank.
Oh, my God.
Priorities here.
Wow.
You found a song by Hoyt? Yeah. By Hoyt?
I was just reading his bio. It's pretty interesting.
I've never heard of him before.
Never heard of Hoyt Axton?
No.
Hoyt Axton.
Have not. Yeah. The other two, yes, of course.
He was prominent in the early 60s. He became prominent in the early 60s. I'm reading Wiki. Okay. Establishing himself on the West Coast as a folk singer with an earthy style, powerful
earthy
voice.
Yes.
Among his best-known songs are "Joy to the World," "The Pusher," "No No Song," "Greenback Dollar," "Della and the Dealer," and "Never Been to Spain."
Never been to Spain.
Is that?
Yeah, that's him. Yeah.
There you go.
Invented it.
Hoyt. Yeah.
What a name.
Hoyt.
I wish we had a listener named Hoyt.
Any H-O-Y-T's out there, Hoyt.
Any Hoyts out there. Yes.
Born in Duncan, Oklahoma.
Yes.
In Duncan, Oklahoma. There you go. All right.
Mixtape Monday.
So there's just going to be songs playing all day?
They'll be playing the songs will be playing all day in the bank, and then you also get a free tape when you leave. Yes,
the Shindy mixtape.
Yeah, Shindy mixtape. He dubbed 244. He's in the basement all this weekend.
Be hard to play.
Hard to play. Yeah, that's the fun part. Tape. Imagine how that. I get a cassette player.
Oh.
Yeah. Shindy installed my cassette player in my Camaro in the Camaro the one where the gas fumes came through the car and the gas gauge didn't work
jacked up
with no fat tires and no rims on it, just air shocks. But Shindy put in my my cassette
player. Had music though,
had
Bill.
Music, yeah.
At least he had music going.
It was an Alpine. It was an Alpine.
God, that was better times.
Yeah, better times like that. Yes,
Jake, way better times.
Thank you to Midwest Bank for always providing incredible things in Creighton and across the state.
Jeez.
402-464-5685. Call or text as always. Was reading some CBS Sports this weekend, and Tom Fornelli was going through the easiest and toughest schedules in the Big Ten. We are not surprised to see Nebraska in the top four of easy schedule. We've commented that the schedule's gettable. They were third behind Maryland, who has the easiest schedule, and Oregon second. Nebraska is third. In the article, though, it did say that Nebraska has a chance to make a leap this year with the third year of Matt Rhule, with Raiola's second year. It said Nebraska's game against Michigan in late September will define the season for the Huskers.
Hmm.
Is that the game? Can you say a game in September can define the season?
Yeah,
or not?
You can say that.
First conference game.
But it's a really big game. I think it is. I think you're spot on. I do. I think
it's a big game. I never play that game really, though. It's a big game, but
not using the word must win.
No,
but it does define you. I believe it does.
I think it defines you more if you lose to Houston Christian. that's what I mean. Like, it could be a season defining game if the season goes as sort of you expect. I mean. Yeah. But I don't know. I don't play that game. It's a really important game, though.
Because
I'll say
when you have the schedule they have, which is, like I said, third easiest in the Big Ten,
right?
And then you have the one big game at home. That's your one big game at home, right? Do we ever agree
this is your big home game?
I mean, 2 years ago, USC they won a
is
national
big at home, but yeah,
no, it's just the biggest.
That's the biggest.
That's the biggest game. It's a classic.
It's a big game.
It's a classic. They have an incredible fight song. And so, yeah, you want to, it does, I'm going to say define you, but it's a big moment. That's for sure. The head coach will not be here. If you're looking for Sherrone Moore
will not be
at the sideline. So that's interesting.
See, I mean, there's always, again, huge game. I don't know what's defined. Like if you beat Penn State, isn't that the defining game of the season? Mm-hmm. You beat Penn State
late November. Yep.
Yeah. That would be more of a defining game in my mind. This is a big early season game, though. That's the way I look at it.
It says this. This is from CBS Sports. It says, the Huskers have put out a ton of resources into this two-deep roster and drew a schedule conducive to success. The Big Ten opener against Michigan at home in week four could define the Husker season. That's what they
It could.
Write.
That's pretty accurate. If I'm writing that article, what game would you pick? That's what I would pick. It's at home. So it's going to define you. Yes, could beating Penn State on the road define you more, but... I'm saying the word must win, but it's a really important game because the schedule, like I said, you're playing a 4-8 Cincinnati team last year.
Yep.
Is that right?
4-8.
I mean, that was a very poor team.
And you have Akron.
And I don't think they really rebuilt themselves in great. Then you got Akron, who was horrible, and I love Joe Moorhead, and they're also on probation. They can't even go to a bowl game, so not real. They're off season, not going great today. And then you got Houston Christian. So you should start off with an incredible bang. To be in a great spot to play this, and then there'll be
Then you could get some momentum here.
Yeah, like I said, two things add up: better football team, better schedule.
Let's see what Lindy's. Where they pick Michigan?
Oh, the magazine is out. The one that you guys got.
So it's predictable. Oddly. Why did I even have to look? Michigan's pick fourth. And they say youth. Lindy's about Michigan says youth. Will play a vital role in Sherrone Moore's shot at leading one of the league's finest teams.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I think the question for Michigan is going to come down to, are they okay? Because they're when you're paying a ridiculous amount of money per year, and then also they're only there for a year. You don't know how long their quarterback's going to be there.
Bryce Underwood.
You have no idea. Before it'd be like, oh, no, he's here. You don't know if he's going to be here. So all of a sudden, but is he there? Because I don't feel he's going to be their best option at quarterback early
Mikey
in the season.
Mikey Keene.
Fresno State transfer.
That's what I think is their
Mikey
best option.
Mikey Keene.
But now, how's that? Does that cause some sort of disconnect on the team, or is he going to be like a JJ McCarthy when he came in? He was not a disconnect.
When he came for Cade McNamara.
Yeah, McNamara played, won the league, and so did a very nice job for him. He was not a disconnect for him. So how is this going to play? Because especially if they don't play somewhat good early like that, they're going to want Underwood in the game. Or they just say, you know what, we're paying him this much. We're going. That's our guy, and we all know a true freshman. It's rough. It can be rough.
Michigan loses Mason Graham and Kenneth Grant up front on defense, which is gigantic.
What's now, Mason's last name?
Did I say Graham?
You said Graham again, I think.
Oh, it's Graham.
Mason Graham.
Yeah, Graham.
You said Graham.
He's out, and Kenneth Grant is out to the Dolphins.
That's right, yeah. Big Kenny.
I'm sorry.
What's that?
Big Kenny. They call him Big Kenny down there.
Big Kenny.
Kenneth, they're calling Big Kenny right now in Miami.
Who's they?
I didn't know that. Who's
the
they?
The media is calling him
they.
Big Kenny.
All right.
No, I'm sorry, you don't follow Miami that. Media. It's okay. That's just what I follow.
What do they got coming back? Four on offense.
They lost a lot of draft picks.
Four starters on offense, six on defense, and a kicker. I don't know what they're going to look like. I don't think they're going to look like that team that came in here a couple years ago.
No, they won't look like that.
That was 28-0 at halftime. I think there was it 40-7 final score? 42-7?
That was
awful.
Law machine. I mean, that was a machine that came in here that day. It looked like old Nebraska to me. Will this team look like that?
I don't think they'll look that good, but like I said, the potential of starting a true freshman quarterback, which, like I said, I'm sure they'll make that pretty clear early where they're going with that.
What's your prediction by game four? Yeah. For Michigan on quarterback. What's your prediction?
Underwood.
Ooh.
You think Mikey starts though game one?
That's what
first,
I think.
First three games maybe?
Yeah. I don't know. Then if he plays well, they're going to stay with him. Yeah. So, but there's going to be a lot of people are going to want to see him when they have, because they have an option.
Do you think they'd roll out Underwood for the first time against Nebraska maybe?
On the road.
What's the first three games they have?
For Michigan, I got it. Yes. We got a magazine here. Yeah. 2025 schedule. New Mexico in Ann Arbor. Okay.
Yeah. Then they go to Oklahoma.
At Oklahoma.
And that's where they're going to go to Cracker Barrel. That's with the
Sharone's family
will be there. Cracker Barrel.
They didn't want to mess up that party. Central Michigan at the Big House, and then at Nebraska. So New Mexico at Oklahoma, and then Central Michigan. Yeah.
So it could be almost a classic must-win. They lose to Oklahoma, and all of a sudden they start the season 2-2. Mm-hmm. That's going to put some pressure, and I don't think they can beat Oklahoma.
You don't
at Oklahoma. I don't think
John Mateer.
I'm going with Mateer and the running back from Cal, and I think I'm going with OU on that one.
You know, these magazines, Jake, Bill, you got one. They're incredibly valuable. For instance, Michigan has a new offensive coordinator, Chip Lindsey. You recognize that name, Bill?
Yep.
North Carolina. More promises his team will still smash on offense, but players had a little different view during spring ball, talking of being more one running back, three receiver. So Michigan might 11 look
personnel.
A little,
yeah. 11 personnel.
Yes, I was going to say that.
Yeah, that's a little bit different. Yeah, like that, because they were a multiple. They were a 12 personnel, two tight ends, sometimes three tight ends.
Hammer.
And that's one of those things where, like you said, you do all the 7-on-7, and you have all these 7-on-7 leagues, and you do all these things, and then it's like, okay, did you guys work on this? No, didn't work on defending this. We worked on coverages and all this stuff, and all the lineup, and it's just downhill. And that can take your soul away from you.
That sort of paragraph is a signal to me that Michigan's not going to be as strong.
That would concern me. If they were saying, here's what we got. We've got four great tight ends. I'd be like, ooh, that's not as good.
And we're going two back, and we're just going to keep doing what we've been doing. Yeah. Okay. That's probably pretty good. Now when I read this, so you're just going to kind of be like average teams now.
Yeah. One thing they were was they were different.
I know. That's what I mean.
They were average most of the year before they finished with two nice wins against Ohio State and Bama. But the rest of the year, they were a 500 team.
I want you to think about that now. They went into Ohio State and beat them.
I know.
That's
still doesn't make any sense.
It was beyond shocking.
It was shocking.
Of a game that I've watched, the whole time I was like this in my garage.
Me too.
I'm thinking like,
how's this happening?
Also, it's like, hey. Layton was there. I go, Layton, I think this is going to happen.
We were driving back from Iowa.
Yes. Yeah, we were on the way back.
Sean
listening to the radio.
You know, Sean has those TVs in his big rig. Uh-huh. And I was watching it the whole time. And what were you thinking the whole time? Oh, Ohio State's going to come back.
Yeah.
Ohio State's going to come back.
They just couldn't do it.
Oh, they'll come back. No. Oh, it's fourth quarter.
It's getting late. Fourth quarter. Oh, wow.
Still not winning.
Right. Well, they have the lead.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, it's fourth and 10.
Right.
It's fourth and 10.
Right. And then it was over, and there was shock.
Yeah.
You're like, okay.
I'm still in shock of that game.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
It's bizarre.
And that team won the final.
And then they jackhammered Alabama. Well, not jackhammered, but, I mean, they...
They beat them pretty solidly.
They were up immediately.
A bad season resulted in win over Ohio State and Alabama. Not bad for Michigan.
It's a great way to close.
It was an overall, otherwise disappointing season for them.
I mean, it's a crazy good way to close. We beat Ohio State and Alabama at the end of the
Nobody
year.
Nobody has two better wins than that.
No.
Yeah. Even Ohio State, I mean, who has better wins to end the season, Ohio State or Michigan?
No.
Ohio State won it all, but it's incredible for
Farley's
Michigan.
Here, by the way.
He is. Before we get to break, three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Oh, no.
Doesn't happen.
You don't want to get hacked.
You don't want to get hacked, but how do you stop it, Jake?
You talk to our friends at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state. 99% retention rate, and they handle all things IT, cybersecurity,
cyber
infrastructure, and more. If you need a place, you stop shopping around and go to one place. It's appliedconnective.com. Free consultation today.
Why would you not get with them? I guarantee you that if he's not with them right now, that Randy Dinert will be with them because they have so much.
So Randy does it?
Yeah, there's so much business coming through that he has to make sure everything is secured, and that's very concerning to him.
My guess is they're 7 days a week, right?
Yeah, 7 days a week, 24/7. Told you about the story about Mossman.
Better have a staff.
Better have a staff. And then guess what? They got a staff, and they're positioned everywhere.
Better be on your screws.
Yeah.
ApplaedConnective.com. When we come back, we have an NBA final set. Will the stool be watching it all? We'll discuss that next in an early
Must
break
see.
On the ticket.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.